In 2005, Chris and Stephanie Halowich bought a 10-acre farm in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania, and built themselves a house. In 2007, shortly after their home was completed, gas wells were drilled and fracked on adjacent land, complete with access roads, a gas processing facility and compressor stations, noise, lights, and chemical emissions. They and their children, then aged 7 and 10, were soon suffering from burning eyes, sore throats, headaches, and earaches. The Halowiches were outspoken opponents of fracking, and they sued the companies responsible for those wells. In 2011, the companies settled for $750,000. In exchange, the Halowiches were forced to agree to the terms of a non-disclosure agreement that imposed a lifetime ban on any of them, including their children, from ever talking about fracking at all. Deborah Goldberg, co-managing attorney for the Northeast Office of Earth Justice, says non-disclosure agreements are common, but this one was extreme.
I have not heard of confidentiality agreements that purport to bind minor children for the rest of their lives before. This is the first I've ever heard of such a thing.
What exactly are they not supposed to talk about?
Well, the idea is that they would not talk about anything related to the Marcellus Shale. The confidentiality agreement would spell out what both the parents and the children were agreeing not to talk about.
These were anti-fracking activists. Why would they agree to such an extreme non-disclosure agreement?
Well, the Halowiches were in a very threatening situation for the health of their children. The impacts from the facilities that were nearby were so severe that if the children went out to play when the wind was blowing the wrong way, they would just get nosebleeds just from being outside. So the Halowiches faced a very difficult decision about whether or not they would accept a settlement, which would completely buy out their property and allow them to move somewhere safer, but agree to the confidentiality agreement or fight the confidentiality agreement and risk their children's health. And I think they obviously made the right choice.
How did this information, the details of this agreement, come to light?
What happened was that although it's not uncommon for companies to require confidentiality of settlements, the companies in this particular case went one step farther, and they actually persuaded the court to seal the entire court record. That meant that documents that would normally be public and to which the public had a right of access would be no longer available. There were a number of newspapers in Pennsylvania that were following this case, and when the entire court record was sealed, they challenged that order and took it to court and eventually got that decision overturned and released all the court files, including documents that indicated that there was a settlement, and eventually were able to obtain both the settlement and the transcript of the hearing regarding the proposed settlement.
In such a case, there would seem to be an overwhelming public health benefit to knowing that there was a hazard in exposure to these chemicals. Why can the companies get away with stifling dissemination of this kind of information?
Well, the courts have traditionally seen settlements as private agreements between parties. There's really nobody to challenge the confidentiality agreement. The reason that we had access to this particular one was only because they so far overstepped those bounds by getting the court to seal the entire court record. If they had simply settled the case with a confidentiality agreement, then it's far more likely that we would never have known exactly what the terms of the settlement were.
Meanwhile, if these confidentiality agreements are kept, then people don't know what they're facing. Is there a way to fight back against this?
Well, the confidentiality agreements are certainly part of a campaign by the industry withhold as much evidence as possible, as much information as possible about the health and environmental impacts of gas development. The opening up of the settlements would allow people to understand potentially better what some of the impacts, the symptoms are of exposures to the chemicals that are used in the gas development process. But that would not absolve people of the need to prove their own particular cases. They would still have the same proof problem if there were other people that were suing because of damage to their health as a result of exposure to chemicals. They would have to prove that the companies involved in their case were the cause of their problems. But at least people would have a better understanding generally of what the problems are, and it might help people decide whether or not they're going to move to a particular area where they might be exposed, whether they want to subject their children to the possibilities of exposure, or whether or not they might want to move to areas where they're not going to be faced with the prospect of gas development. In some states, it's also a possibility that localities would zone out some of these facilities. And if we know more about what the health and environmental impact are, those localities can make more informed decisions about whether or not they want this industry to operate within their borders.
Since this settlement agreement and the confidentiality agreement have been exposed in the press, are these children free to talk about fracking now?
Well, what we've been seeing in the press, and I don't have any insight beyond what I have seen in reports, at least Range Resources seems to be backing off and claiming that they never intended for this to apply to the children. There are two other companies that are party to this confidentiality agreement, and I don't know whether or not they're planning to enforce against the children. But I think the better part of reason is to recognize that it should apply at most to the adults. And honestly, there's been enough discussion of this confidentiality agreement by the industry right now that I would seriously doubt whether it's still enforceable under its own terms. And I would imagine that if the Helwiches wanted to challenge whether or not they still have an obligation under it, they might have a good chance of winning.
The confidentiality agreement doesn't just cover the specifics of their case, the claims of what pollutants were in the water, etc.
Right.
It covers any discussion of fracking in the Marcellus Shale at all. This
right.
seems more designed to silence critics than to keep culpability under wraps.
Oh, I unquestionably believe that this is designed in large part to silence particularly Stephanie Helwich. Stephanie Helwich was a very outspoken critic of the industry before she entered into this settlement. She had to make a very difficult choice to give up her advocacy and stop sharing what she knew in order to protect her children's health. And nobody can blame her for making the choice that she made.
Deborah Goldberg is co-managing attorney in the Northeastern Office of Earth Justice.